The devil's been coming at people's minds. He's been coming at people's emotions. The Lord says, I'm here to break, and I'm always here to break every yoke. But I'm here this morning for those here in this place and other places to break the yoke that is upon your physical body and to break the yoke that is upon your senses and your emotions. Do not fear, says the Lord. I love you more. I love you more than you can imagine. And I would say to you that even if you don't ever in your life make full application to these things that are available, that I still love you as my child. And there is no brownie points. There's no earning. There is no me loving you more because of these things. It's you loving me more. You coming to a place, not me more, not me loving you more, but you loving me more. It's you coming to a place where your heart swells with a desire for more of me and to be more accessible to the world, and your ability to allow the anointing to flow through you unabated, says the Spirit of the Lord. So do not take these applications as in law. Take them as in grace. Take them as an encouragement to come apart. Do what you can. Everything counts in the Spirit. Every moment of praying in tongues, every moment of fasting, every moment of meditation in my word, everything counts towards the change of you. I've already done these things and laid them at your feet. You'll pick them up in the days ahead. This will grow like a snowball going downhill. The inertia of it will grow. You'll be surprised. As I've said in other prophecies, you'll wonder in the days ahead how easy these things will be and how that just effortlessly that you will be able to lay hands on the sick. It'll be like a drink of water, a breath of air. The strain of trying to push out doubt through the mortification of flesh mortifying flesh or mind trying to mortify mind is not the appointment that I've given you. I've given you, as I said again in reference to other prophecies, I've given you the authority that you're to move out of that authority in that place in which everything comes from the exuding of my anointing inside of you. The contemplations of when to fast, how long to fast, and even if to fast comes through intimacy, comes through a place of you loving me more. But know this, there's never a point of you earning my healing. There's no place, no hours of prayer that brings forth my healing. There's no hours or days of fasting, church attendance or giving or anything in the natural that can possibly, or anything that you could possibly call spiritual that could earn that place. Instantaneously, through the redemption, are these things available for you. They're always available for you. All these other applications only allow you to access them easier and with more faith. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Though this word was spoken in application to salvation, come unto me and be born again, I will give you rest from your sins. Yet the carryover in the flesh often brings forth a burdening on your life. And you're working out things in your own striving and trying to figure out even how to go into me more in yourself. Relax. Take a breath in the Spirit. Listen to me. Understand that every application brings forth a dividend of wealth in the Spirit, a strength in the Spirit. You're healed in your body. You're already presently healed. your life is day after day of peace. Your world is your family members being born again. Those that are most distant from you, as in the dominion of sin. See these. Rest in me. I will not lie to you, and I have not lied to you. I have promised that these will come in. Just do not relent. Continue to speak salvation over their life. They will come in, saith the Spirit of grace. I continue to call you. I continue to call you as an army, an end time Joel's army that will raise up in these last days. Be strong, be valiant, be tough in the spirit. Do not allow the weaknesses of the flesh to override you. Continually make choices, but know this, that even when your choices are not mentally being made, that your choice to mortify the wineskin is bringing forth an application of mortification continually in you, saith the Spirit of grace. Let life come forth. Let life come forth through you on a continual basis, not just for your own self, but for many others. You'll see. You'll see. You'll rejoice. As I've said, you'll rejoice with great exuberance. Your flesh and your body will be renewed on a continual basis, saith the Spirit of grace.